Okay, good evening. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec, opening up the Thursday night Metroplex net. All amateurs are cordially invited to join in the net tonight. My name is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima, located in Manhattan. And again, the call is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec. I'll take standby for any mobiles we might have out there. KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, here no mobiles. I'll take general check-ins. Call KB2, Sierra Quebec.
WA2SHA.
HIT.
Okay, Armand, we have you, Armand, and we have you, Don, into HIT. Additional? Bob, WA2UEE, are you on? Okay, this might be Bob's other meeting night. Looking for additional check-ins. We have Jim, KC2DHU, we have Armand, WA2SHA, and Don, N2HIT. Looking for additional check-ins. Come now, KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
This is KB2, VVO.
Don, good evening. We have you. Additional? Did I miss somebody in there? I got John, KB2, VVO. Additional? Okay, we'll start with this. We'll go up to the top of the list. Are there any mobiles out there? Any mobiles? KB2SQ. KC2DHU. Jim, good evening. Thanks for linking into the Metroplex tonight, and hope all is well up in your neck of the woods there with all the snow and everything. Come aboard.
Yeah, good evening, everyone on the net. This is AC2BD. A little bit of snowfall, nothing to get excited about, compared to our friends down in Philly. And turned out to be a beautiful day today. Yesterday was a nice day off. And looking forward to the summer, that's for sure. AC2BD back to net.
Oh, yes sir, okay. Very good. I didn't have you listed. I may have doubled with you somewhere along the line, and I didn't have you listed, Issa, but thanks for checking it. Are you mobile?
Yeah, affirmative. I'm mobile. It sounds like somebody else is trying to key up there. I thought you were talking to me. I apologize if I jumped in there uninvited. I got to hop out in about a minute. And I'll catch you guys next time. AC2BD.
Not a problem, so that's why I always ask for mobiles, because I know a lot of times the mobiles can't stay in there with me long, so it's always a pleasure to have you check in with us, it's a mobile, so we'll catch you hopefully next week. Have a good evening. AC2, Bravo Delta signing, mobile, and let's go up to Jim, Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Hotel Uniform. Good evening, Jim.
Hey, very good evening, Paul. Very good evening to everybody on the net. And I have to agree with this, man. Can't wait for spring and summer to come around. And today was a much better day than yesterday. Although it wasn't too bad. Got a foot of snow right on the nose in Nanuet. But only got about 7 inches here on Tompkins Cove. And that's only about 15 miles north of Nanuet. There is a big difference between the two spots. And right now we're running 29.2 degrees, 3 mile an hour wind.
very good, Jim. That is a big difference in what I think you said about 15 miles there. Difference in the amount of snow that, that you got there, Jim. But, yeah, we got 31 degrees here, and it's going to drop down into the mid-20s, I believe, tonight. And I'm looking at the flag flying up on top of the Columbia Presbyterian where President Clinton is located tonight. Went up about maybe 3 or 4 hours ago. The flag is stretched out blowing from, let's see, blowing west to east, it looks like. So that's the deal on that. Okay, let's break with you, Jim, and go over to Armin. And Armin, thanks a lot for picking up the net last week. I mentioned in my net before there that I would be out. Sandra and I would be away celebrating our 48th anniversary. Maybe, and I just assumed that normally I know before when I was away you picked it up. So I appreciate you picking it up there, Armin. WA2SHA, come aboard.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, we picked it up all right. And we had, I don't have the sheet in front of me, but we had quite a few people. There's about seven or eight. And it lasted well over an hour. So it was about an hour and a half or more. Long net. At any rate, we had snow here, like yourself, Paul, I guess in New York, wasn't much different, 10 to 12 inches. And I shoveled it away in 4 equal installments, you know. Wasn't that tough. It was pretty easy to get rid of, really, when you do it in, as it comes down. Because if you wait till it all is laying down and then try to get rid of it, it's a lot of extra work. So, but we're in good shape now. It's even the piles that I made seem to have lost a lot of height. The stuff is evaporating fast, and the sun was good today and dried up a lot of the sidewalk and the porch and everything, so we're in pretty good shape here. Even the car could probably make it out of the driveway without shoveling. So, that's what's going on here, and hi there, John, and Jimmy. I don't know, Jimmy, when you come back the next time around, do you know anything about HTML programming? So, turn it back to Net Control to pick it up, WA2SHA here.
Okie dokie. Yeah, Armin, I heard that the net went on for about an hour and a half, and let me see now, what was the topic discussion, Lafayette radios, I understand, see now, was my first radio a Lafayette, I'm not sure, no, my first radio, yeah, my first ham radio was a Lafayette. I had a Midland CB radio that I converted over to 10, and back then when Alex was aboard, I got it modified so I could talk 2 to 10. I put a chip in it or something of that nature, Armin, and that was when 10 meters was wide open, and oh man, I thought I was hot stuff talking from 2 meters to 10 meters and talking all around the country, all around the world, I should say. Oh, man, those were the days, Armin. But again, thanks for picking up the net last week. And let's go up to the cold country. Don, N2HIT. Good evening, Don. Come aboard. Do you get the Icicle Award again this week?
N2HIT on RF through WB2LMV, RF link, 2 meter link. You know, my Hughes net's gonna let me down, Paul, just about the time you start the net. Every night, it's no good at nighttime. It'll hold up in the daytime, but not at night. So N2HIT, Greenfield Park, Catskill Mountains, big Catskill Mountains. 24 degrees, feel like 10 degrees, and the wind's out the northwest at 20 miles an hour. 24 feels like 10, out of the northwest at 20. Beautiful winter night up here in the hills of the Catskills there. Quiet, nice, just the radio on. 2HIT Paul. Well, I should be here because I'm on RF if you go around a second time. With that, good evening to all on the net. And back to net control.
Okay, Don. Very good. 24 degrees, Don. Yeah, you're a little bit chilly up there, that's for sure. A little bit on the chilly side, to say the least. Like I said, we got 31 down here. Okay. I'll break with you, Don, and let's go over to the president of Metroplex, John, KB2VVO. Good evening. Come aboard.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, I believe you mentioned 48 years. That's pretty good. I was recently 25, and hard to think about 48. That's real good. Listen, last week you had sent me an email with a link about that demo on Jagger antennas and how they work, the YouTube link. I want to let you know that was really good. I forwarded that to a lot of people I know that were a little technically challenged and expressed a little interest in amateur radio, and got a lot of responses, that it cleared up a lot of things in their minds, so that's excellent.
Okie dokie. Well, I got it from N4RAP, Wayne. Used to be a ham here in, he went to dental school here in New York. And my wife was head nurse over in the dental clinic, and one day she was over there talking, and they were having a conversation, and I don't know how the topic came up about ham radio, but anyway, she told her he was a ham, and she said, well, my husband's a ham, and got to know him. I'd been talking to him for a couple of years, and so when he left here after getting his, finishing his practice and stuff, whatever, he moved down to Texas. He's in Paris, Texas there now. And he sent me that article. So I'll have to let him know that it was well. I've gotten quite a few comments on it. It was well liked, that article. And he really did a great job, John, explaining that the Yagi antenna there. I agree with you on that. QSL.
Okay, very good. Don't have much else to report here except, the story on the snow. We have... Ramsey had about 13 inches, and I went to work half a day yesterday, and then I dubbed the area, equipment worked all right. And I took the day off today, hung out, went out to the supermarket later on. That was about it, so there was no serious complications with the weather.
Yeah, QSL. I think we got here in the city, I believe... maybe 10 inches. It all depends on which section of the city. Some places got 12 inches, some places got 8 inches here, right here in the city, so it's hard to say. I think Central Park was about 10 inches there. Okay, John, break with you. And do we have additional check-ins? Call KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, Jim. Now, you brought up you were talking in yesterday, Jim, about some tires. And I had to laugh. My first ticket I got, Jim, in Virginia was with some tires that had the little metal studs in them. And, like you say, there are certain times of year you couldn't have those tires on your car. And I got stopped by one of the local yokies, I guess you would call it, back about 1959, I think it was. I had some of those tires on Daddy's car, and he pulled me over, and I got my first ticket for having those little studded spikes in the tires that you was supposed to be using in the wintertime there. But it brought back memories there, Jim. And Armand wanted to know about the HTML program, if you had any knowledge of that. KC2DHU, go ahead, Jim.
to him, and I'll ask him for you, Armin, see if he knows of any HTML programs. I didn't know there were any programs for it, but I'm sure there are. It's just beyond my realm of doing things right now. Back over to net control, A2TA2. Good hearing from you, Armin.
Go ahead, Armin. NIB2SHA.
What I wanted to ask was an HTML question, you know, because I do web pages. The problem that I had is with Firefox browser. When creating a web page using Firefox browser, Firefox always tries to play a WAV file in QuickTime, and I don't like QuickTime because the plugin is rather, you know, you have to load a plugin manually, and sometimes it won't even go. I was to get Firefox browser to play an embedded WAV file in Windows Media Player, which is on every computer anyway. Internet Explorer is no problem. The browser, you embed a WAV file in it, it plays in Windows Media Player automatically. But I just wondered, you know, Firefox has a funny behavior to it. That's what I wanted to say.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I guess nobody's going to grab right away. I will. Armin, I would Google it, to be honest with you. Why Firefox does that? Maybe there's some settings you can change. I know what you're getting at with it. Yeah, like, Internet Explorer and stuff like that. Yeah, you embed a WAV file and it plays to Windows Media Player. You know, or unless you have something else. Default player on your computer, it'll play through that. I've never fooled around with Firefox. I've heard of it, but I've never fooled around with it. But I would Google it, you know, Firefox player only playing yada yada yada, and see what comes back. I'm sure you're not the only one that's had the problem, and I'm sure there is a fix for it, or probably some setting change. I would only imagine. Back over to that.
Yeah, let me see if Issa, you out of the mobile, Issa, are you listening at home, Alpha Charlie 2 Bravo Delta, KB2 Chicago Point? Okay, nothing heard there, but Jim was saying, Issa, who was in the mobile earlier, he's very astute on that stuff, so if he comes in next week, we'll surely made a note to bring it up to him, Armin. Let's see. So you cleaned out your driveway yesterday, got all that squared away. I was over in Jersey today, and in the area of where Mike lives, K2QDN, and he lives on a hill there, and I was just asking him who cleans up that hill so he can get out, but he's got about 100 feet of driveway. That's what he had to clean out today, but he said the city takes care of that hill. And I tell you, they have to stay on top of that because that's a nice little hill that goes up to his house there, major, that the city has to maintain. Found me a nice little Walmart and a BJ's. We went to a new BJ's over there in North Bergen. So that's what we were doing today, doing a little light shopping. I will surely check with Issa if I hear him and see that he's on here next Thursday night, Armin. QSL.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, it's just a little problem I had. I want people with Firefox to be able to open the WAV file, but they will get an indication that they have to download QuickTime, the Apple QuickTime plugin. And the Apple QuickTime plugin is a pain. I don't like it anyway. But a lot of people maybe don't use Firefox, so maybe it isn't that much of a problem. I use the Firefox browser. I do like the browser. But I think most people use Internet Explorer. If they use Internet Explorer, they'll really have no problem with my web sounds. So I guess we'd be all right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Paul, of the little hill that goes up towards Mike's house before you turn. Yeah, that's a pretty nasty hill. And, yep, you got the new beach. Minute. There's, I don't care for BJ's too much, but Walmart, of course, I have a closer one here in Secaucus. They're both big stores, of course. BJ's I used to be a member of back about 20 years ago. And, you know, you just have to buy too much stuff. If you want bananas, for instance, you got to buy about 10 pounds of the damn things. And I'll never finish 10 pounds in a couple of days. Things like that. And I don't know. Or the food, but items such as computer parts and stuff like that. There are rough people to deal with. I'd much rather deal with Best Buy and PC Richards and Staples and all of them than buy anything from BJ's, because BJ's really does nothing but sell a lot of odd lots, and they're very limited stock. And their service of a returned goods is very poor. But at any rate, back to net control. WA2SHA here.
Okay. Yeah, I was a member of BJ's maybe 25 years ago, I guess. Maybe a little longer than that. I think back in the early 70s. And I dropped out. But I was over there today and looked around. And I usually buy for two households, my place and my son's place. So, you know, we split the stuff up so it works out real good for us, Armor. And love that Walmart there on Route 1, 29 there in North Bergen. Close to me. I get lost every time I go to one in Secaucus, Armin. I get lost. I tell you. It's a darn thing. Walmart and what's the other big place there? That's like BJ's and Costco. I get lost there and I'm trying to find it there. Anywho, that's before I go up to Don. Let's see, do we have additional check-ins, KB2 Sugar Queen? Well, it looks like we're going to get some more snow again Tuesday, Don. I don't know if it's being forecast for your neck of the woods, but that's what they're talking about down here. Possible snowstorm and that kind of stuff again, Don. N2 HIT, KB2 Sugar Queen, and let me say hello to all of my shortwave listeners, Mary Walton, Dale, if they're listening, and N2GKI Lewis over in the north, over in Hoboken there, if they are in there, the shortwave listeners, and any other shortwave listeners we have in there, N2HIT, go ahead, Don.
KC2, VRY listening.
Okay, we have KC2, VRY. Don, hold up a minute. Let me bring KC2 VRY aboard here. Good evening to you from KB2 Sugar Queen, Paul over here in Manhattan on the with the Metroplex network. Good evening. Come aboard.
Good evening, Paul. This is Jim over in Bergen County, New Jersey. How are you tonight?
Jim, everything's going fine over on this end, man. Especially after yesterday. Had such a beautiful day that I don't think everybody's just thrilled that snow went out to sea, wherever it went to. It doesn't come back anytime soon, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way. We may have some more coming soon, Jim. Go ahead.
Well, we got a free day off from work yesterday.
Hey, Jim, that's a bad word. I've been off since 1999. I've been off from work, so you know, every day is a good day for me, Jim. Now, QSL.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that luxury that you enjoy yet.
How much you get in your neck of the woods, Jim?
Repeat that.
Yeah, I said, how much snow did you get over by your place?
We got 9 inches on the ground here. I was on a weather net for the area yesterday. We made reports about 4 times during the day. We hit 9 inches here.
Yeah, okay. Good deal there, Jim. A friend of ours Dan down in Philadelphia. They've got 71 inches down there in about 3 weeks or so, maybe less than that. Now, that's bad. That's a lot of snow. That's more than they've had in maybe 10 years, I guess. But it needs like that, I guess. Not much we can do about it, Jim. But thanks again. Thanks a lot for stopping by this evening. And let me run up to Don up in Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills. Don, any additional comments from you?
Okay, N2HIT. Somebody's trying to get in there. They keyed up for... No, answer to your question, what does it say? 30% chance of a snow flurry Saturday, 30% chance Sunday of snow flurries, and a 30% chance on Tuesday of snow flurries. I only got about 7.5 inches out of this last snowstorm, and still haven't started up that new snowblower yet. We're using a little small one that plugs into the side of the house, the outside receptacle, and that cleans paths, so it cleans the driveway very good to the carport, and it cleans a little path to the front of the house. When you come out the carport, you can come into the side of the house. So we didn't do bad at all, but 3 days with snow flurries. And that's basically it, Paul. Good evening to all on the net. As usual, thank KC2DHQ for his technical support, and thank you for the net there, Paul, both of you guys. Good evening to all from N2HIT, Greenfield Park, 24 Field Light 10, back to Net Control.
Okay, very good, Don. And hopefully most of the guys that are here on the net, Jim and Don, you've gotten a copy of the Metroplex newsletter that came out during the week. Hopefully by now. I know it came out. If you haven't, let me know. See that you get a copy. Or you can go on the Metroplex website and download it. But very good newsletter, good reading and all that kind of stuff. It is very informative this past late one there, Don. Okie dokie. John, any additional comments from you? KB2VVO. Over in Ramsey, New Jersey, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah, I have a comment to Armin concerning Firefox. Armin, keep in mind that Firefox tries to avoid the security issues concerned with the Windows operating system. And, you know, as far as Internet Explorer and the use of the Windows Media Player, those are, you know, known issues, and this is why they stay away from it. I can't offer any advice on how to change that plugin.
Hey, Dominic.
Maybe he stepped away. I've got a landline. Hey, 2AA, Walter, you around this evening? KB2, Sugar Queen?
Way to a HA back. I'm out of sand. What are you going to do?
You're breaking up somewhat tonight for some reason. As you talk, you're dropping out for about a second, maybe a second and a half. At that QSL.
I'm shaking some of the connections now to make sure it's not associated with... Now, it's hard to say. I'd have to look at it with a power meter. Or I could monitor it on my other receiver. Just a second. We're going to turn on the receiver. There, now I can hear the echo of myself slightly delayed. Okay. There's your dropout, right there. Yeah, it appears to be something... Maybe something wrong with the transmit-receive circuit. Back to net control, WA2SHA.
They get the magic screwdriver.
it before on your first transmission, and when you came back again and you were talking to Jim, it was in there again. So I said, well, let me say something about it because it's, I'm missing a word or two that you're saying, maybe three words in there. And I wonder if it's affecting your receive at all on the QSL.
No, it's not affecting receive. It's been no problem there. It's an audio problem, all right.
Okay, that'll be your project tomorrow. let's see. This is Jim over in New Jersey there, KC2VRY. Any additional comments from you? And how many more years do you have to go before retirement?
I got to do three more. I'm eligible now, but my particular employer, after 25 years full-time with them, they get medical coverage when I retire. So I got to stay another 3 years for that. And I'll be on my way.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's great. I've been doing it since 99, so I thoroughly enjoy it. I have a lot of stuff to do every day. And there are days when I don't feel like doing anything. I'll do it tomorrow when I get around to it. Somebody sent me around to it some years back. It says round to it. So if I don't feel like doing it today, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and I says, oh, what the hell, I'll do it the next day. That's the way it is with retirement. But there's always something to do. There's always, Jim, with appointments and all that kind of stuff. Like today we went shopping over in Jersey. I got some gas over there and did a few things. And still forgot to stop. I had ordered some medication, forgot to stop, pick it up on my way back in. Look like I was busy, visit my son. Went to DJ's and got food, and we split it up between the two households. And when I left his place, I said, dog, man, I feel tired. I think I'll go home and take a nap. And it's sweet, Jim, that's for sure there. Okay, Doc, do we have additional comments from anybody before we close the internet this evening? KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
Back. I think it's holding up now. I can hear myself again in the echo. Okay, anyway, I wanted to say, I had those tires with the studs in them back in the 50s, and before they became illegal, I didn't want to get caught with them, so I spent a lot of time with a long nose pulling each stud out one at a time, and that was the end of that. Now, they really weren't that good, and probably would have caused a lot of trouble if you would have left them in anyway, especially riding around in the summer. I think they would have ruined the outside of the tire with all the friction and the heating and everything else. But anyway, about retirement, this year I'll be out 22 years. Yep, 22 years of retirement. And I'll tell you the truth, I never want to go back to work again. If I had another 75 years to live, I wouldn't want to go back to work. No way. Well, back to net control, WA2SHA.
Yeah, QSL. Well, I tell you, the good thing about those tires, Armand, down in Virginia, you know, on the roads down there, we used to get a lot of ice, you know, and more so than snow. And even in the snow, they worked well, but the ice, they were great in the ice, you know, on the roads. And I guess it's just that we didn't change them. That year, I got the ticket, and I guess... He also said he saw sparks coming from the tires. He said, oh, darn sparks. But that's what he says. And when he looked at the tires, they had the studs in there, and he gave me a ticket. It may have been 1959, I think it probably was Armand. But he used to change them. Then there was another tire with a little round, they didn't have treads on them. They had little round knots like... That was also good for the mud and snow, you know, many, many moons ago. So, but it tickled me the other day, yesterday I believe, was I heard Jim and they're talking about KC2DHU talking about it. He was right when he said some of the young people today probably don't even know what the devil they're talking about when they talk about some metal studs in the tires. So I had to concur with him there. Okie doke. Let me see. Anyone else with any comments? KB2 Sugar Queen.
Two Bear One. Put chains on the tires.
Oh, forget the darn chains on the tires, man. Then one of the straps would pop, and then you'd tear up the inside of the underneath the fender there. Oh gosh, those chains on the tires—they were good if they stayed on. I think that was Jim. They were good if they stayed on, Jim. But so many times the strap would break, or that old clamp that would hold them on would break, and. Forget the fender there. Tear up the paint and everything. That QSL.
Yeah, that's where it was in the old days. Over.
Yep. And they were noisy, the Dickens, too. Oh, gosh, they were noisy. I hated them. Even when I came up here and was working in the police department, when it snowed, they put those darn chains on it. Oh, gosh, it was a rough ride, a noisy ride. Didn't have to worry about sleeping with them darn chains, falling asleep in the car with them. they were just too noisy. You know, even in the snow, you made a lot of noise there. I noticed in the paper today, they were saying that the fire trucks down in D.C., some of the trucks down the... they don't have chains on. They didn't have. They were getting stuck in the snow. I thought everybody had chains for the emergency equipment, but they said the DC fire trucks didn't have them, so it created a problem there.
Oh, you were in the police department.
Yeah, I only did 32 years.
I had a neighbor across the street from me here in Jersey. Was a lieutenant in the city police. He retired in 1942, and he died in 1992. He collected his pension for 50 years. Over.
I think Armand is trying to break that record, trying to get that record, too. Hey, Jim, this is Armand that he's been retired 22 years, I think. Yeah, 22 years. And but I got a ways to go. Wow. That's getting that. But I tell you now, he wasn't getting much pension. I can say that much. I really don't know how those guys. I guess Social Security kicked in, and but the pension when he retired, Jim, back many years ago, that pension wasn't too tough. Then I think they started giving him cost of living and stuff like that. QSL.
He wasn't on food stamps. He lived, enjoyed himself. He was a good old neighbor here.
Yeah, QSL. Okay. Anybody else with any comments? Unless we have some new check-ins, we'll shut it down. KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2. Remember, Paul, you were in Tier 1. And I had a comment about the health coverage. You know, I've been retired 8 years, and... just remember, when you put in for Social Security, all that goes out the window as far as the health coverage, because then you have to go on Medicaid, and now it's $100 a month now. So, as for the privilege of going on Social Security, and $100 a month, and there's no cost of living increase for the next 2 years with Social Security.
To SHA.
Go ahead, Armin.
I don't think any health plans and pensions compare with, municipal employees. That's what's killing the taxpayer, if you want the honest truth. Mine is modest, very modest pension. I could never live on what the heck I get.
and I have no health plan from my company. When I became 65, they threw me out. Thank goodness, and so I beat them all, you know. I tell you, otherwise I'd be collecting food stamps myself.
Armin, you missed the point. It happens to everybody. Medicaid becomes your primary coverage then.
Yeah, but is it that way with municipal employees like yourself, John, that you don't have a health plan at all from your job? I believe you do have something.
Yeah. But the thing is, it doesn't mean anything because now I have to pay another $100 a month for Medicaid because that becomes my primary coverage, and that's mandatory. So, you know, like, all right, I got, you know, my coverage for the last 8 years from, you know, from the municipal employment, and now I got Medicaid for another $100 a month.
Not Medicaid, John. That's Medicare. That's what you have. Medicaid is for welfare people. That's for the single mothers and all that kind of stuff, you know, that are sitting at home all day with the kids. Well, the $100 a month, I pay the $100 a month, but besides, I have to pay $230 a month for my own health plan to cover the other 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And then I have to pay another $39.50 a month for the drugs that Medicare does not cover. So altogether, I'm paying over almost $400 a month. It's a lot different. No, I think municipality jobs and federal and state jobs all get, you know, tremendous perks when it comes to health care compared to people who worked in industry.
Medicaid. Yeah. All right. Okay, I get your point. Yeah, I didn't go for Part D. I didn't have to because I've already got adequate coverage elsewhere. Don't like the idea of the extra $100 a month.
Very frankly, I believe all municipal employee retirements should have no better a health plan than the average of industry, because the taxpayer has to pay for it. And my house, my property taxes are soaring through the roof for all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Norman, let's not start. But remember, normally the municipalities don't pay competitive rates in the trade titles, all right? And part of the package is the enhanced, you know, perks, you know, fringe benefits to the, you know, medical coverage and stuff like that. So, you know, you're not comparing apples to apples, and I don't think this is the place for us to discuss this.
I won't discuss it anymore either. It was a very sore point with me, I'll tell you the truth. This whole business of politics. I hate politics. And the thing is, my realtor, ex-realtor, just got convicted today. That's Leona Baldini. She's convicted on two counts. She was deputy mayor of Jersey City, and I think she'll be going away for a while. The sentencing date is in June.
What they nail her for? Was she registering people in the cemetery to vote?
Registering people in the cemetery to vote. I like that one. Well, anyway, I'm not going to get on in that one because I'm one of those municipal employees. How sweet it is. So I'm gonna leave well enough alone on that one, Armin. With that, we do thank everyone for checking in with us tonight. And hopefully next week we'll have more check-ins. And Armin, if I run across his side here, I'll let him know. Try to stop in next week for like 5 minutes to chat with you on the HTML and the Firefox. I'm a Internet Explorer guy here. So, that's the deal on that. Anywho, we'll shut down the net at 8:52, and thank you everybody for checking in with us. And we'll look for you next Thursday night at 8 o'clock. This is KB2 Sugar Queen. 73s all around. Jim, KC2DHU, appreciate you linking in, and Don from up in Greenfield Park linking in with us down here. Jim, so KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen, 73.
KC2, VRY 73 to everybody, good night.
Hey Jim, VRY. Was a double on somebody. Somebody double with one another.
KB2 VVO
73. AC2 DHU. Jim, you still there? Jim may have pulled the plug in. Might step away. KB2 SQ clear, 73.
Just by the way, Paul, you're, this ICOM 2100 that was cutting out just a while before, the way I fixed it, I simply recycled it on and off. I felt that maybe when the power came up, it probably upset the microprocessor program some, and that was probably the problem. 73 anyway.
Yeah, because your last two or three transmissions were good, Armin. No problem then. QSL.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just simply recycled it by turning it off and on. I had a feeling that the program in the unit was screwed up somewhat due to a very, you know, sort of a glitch in the power up when I turned the power supply on, because I usually leave the rig turned on when I turn the power off, and then when I turn the power on, the rig automatically comes back. But there probably was a corruption in the program internal to the rig. And a recycling of it, I think, fixed it. Did it sound all right that time, Paul?
Excellent, excellent. I feel like I said, the last two or three transmissions you had made prior were very good. No drop breaking up, dropping out. But when you first came aboard, it was horrible.
So something to remember for everybody. The first thing you do if you have a little problem with the rig, if you're told that your transmissions are breaking up, turn it off and turn it back on. That's probably the answer.
Yeah, we'll surely solve yours there, Armin. Okay, 73s. Catch you next week, KB2 Sugar Queen.